Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years in Jagannath Puri, Episode 5, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following summary of this chapter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from Krishna resulted in highly elevated transcendental madness. When Lord Chaitanya was standing near the Garuda Stampa and praying to Lord Jagannath, a woman from Orisha put her foot on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder in her great eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. Govinda chastised her for this, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised her eagerness. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya was absorbed in ecstatic love and saw only Krishna. As soon as Lord Chaitanya perceived this woman, however, Lord Chaitanya's external consciousness immediately returned, and Lord Chaitanya once again saw Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also saw Krishna in a dream, and Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. When Lord Chaitanya could no longer see Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared himself to a yogi and described how that yogi was seeing Vrindavan. Sometimes, all the transcendental ecstatic symptoms were manifest in Lord Chaitanya. One night, Govinda and Swarup Damodara noticed that although the doors to Lord Chaitanya's room were closed and locked, Lord Chaitanya was not present inside. Seeing this, Swarup Damodar and the other devotees went outside and saw Lord Chaitanya lying unconscious by the gate known as Singhadwar. Lord Chaitanya's body had become unusually long, and the joints of Lord Chaitanya's bones were loose. The devotees gradually brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his senses by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and then they took Lord Chaitanya back to his residence. Once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook a sand dune known as Chataka Parvata for Govardhan Hill. As Lord Chaitanya ran towards it, Lord Chaitanya became stunned, and then the ecstatic transformations appeared in Lord Chaitanya's body due to great love for Krishna. At that time, all the devotees chanted the Hare Krishna mantra in order to pacify Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada now comments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental feelings of separation from Krishna and Lord Chaitanya's consequent madness are not at all understandable by a person on the material platform. Nonetheless, a so-called party of devotees named Nadia Nagari has sprung up and introduced the worship of Vishnupriya, Lord Chaitanya's wife. This certainly indicates their ignorance concerning Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. In the opinion of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, such worship is a product of the imagination. Many other methods of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have also been introduced, but they have all been rejected by stalwart devotees like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The groups practicing such unauthorized worship have been listed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as follows: Aula, Baula, Kartabaja, Neda, Daravesha, Sani, Sahajiya, Sakhi Bheki, Smartha, Jata Goswami, Ativadi, Trudadhari, Gauranga Nagari. Swarup Damodara Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami witness Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities firsthand and recorded them in notebooks. Therefore, without reference to these notebooks, one cannot understand the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And anyone inventing some new method for worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly unable to understand Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, for such a person is bereft of the real process of approaching Lord Chaitanya. And besides Swarup Damodara and Raghunath Das Goswami, there were many others who also recorded Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur believes that the people of the world would benefit greatly if such notes were available. It is a most unfortunate situation for human society that none of these other notebooks is still extant. And so, for future reference, we should remember that Swarup Damodara Goswami recorded the pastimes briefly, whereas Raghunath Das Goswami recorded them elaborately. These two great personalities simply recorded the facts, and they did not create any descriptive literary embellishments. Panjitika means further explanations of a particular subject. Writing such explanations is likened to the process of fluffing out cotton. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that the purport of the word abhimana, or self-conception, is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought himself to be in the position of Srimati Radharani and was always ready to render Krishna service in that way. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya assumed the complexion and emotions of Srimati Radharani and remained in that status. Lord Chaitanya never assumed the complexion or status of Lord Krishna. Of course, Krishna wanted to experience the role of Srimati Radharani. That is the original cause of Krishna's assuming the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so therefore, pure Vaishnavas never disturb Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception of being Srimati Radharani. Unfortunately, at the present time, a group of so-called devotees maintain that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the enjoyer and that they are enjoyers as well. They have actually deviated from devotional service to Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests himself in order to show that cultivation of love for Krishna in separation is the easiest way of success for all living entities. Despite this fact, there are some theosophists who declare that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such cultivation is easy for him but difficult for the living entity, and that one can therefore approach Krishna in any way he or she likes. In order to nullify this idea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated practically how one can achieve love of Krishna by adopting Srimati Radharani's mood in separation from Krishna. Because Garuda is the carrier of Lord Vishnu, Garuda is the supreme Vaishnava. Therefore, to touch Garuda's body with one's feet or to climb the column of Garuda is certainly Vaishnava aparad, an offense to a Vaishnava. The woman was also offensive to Krishna by putting her foot on the shoulder of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, seeing all these offenses, Govinda very hastily made the woman get down. The woman was so eager to see Lord Jagannath that she forgot that she was offending the feet of a Vaishnava by climbing the column of Garuda. She also neglected to consider that by putting her foot on the shoulder of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she offended the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are both grievous offenses which displease the Supreme Lord and Vaishnavas. She was so eager to see Lord Jagannath, however, that she committed all these offenses obliviously. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised her eagerness. Lord Chaitanya regretted that Lord Jagannath had not bestowed such eagerness upon him. In this chapter, we see the feelings of Srimati Radharani. First, Lord Chaitanya felt that he had been taken to Vrindavan, where Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna's rasa dance with the gopis. Then, Lord Chaitanya was brought to Kurukshetra to see Lord Jagannath, his sister Subhadra, and his brother Lord Balaram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lost Vrindavan and Krishna, the master of Vrindavan. At this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced Divyonmad, or transcendental madness, in separation from Krishna. At Kurukshetra, Krishna displays his opulence, whereas in Vrindavan, Krishna is in his original position. Indeed, Krishna never goes even one step away from Vrindavan. Therefore, Kurukshetra is less important for the gopis than Vrindavan. Although devotees who worship Krishna in his Vaikuntha aspect of opulence may prefer to see Lord Krishna at Kurukshetra along with Subhadra and Balaram, the gopis, on the other hand, want to see Krishna in Vrindavana performing the rasa dance with Srimati Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by practical example how one can cultivate the mood of Radharani and the other gopis in separation from Krishna. So, devotees absorbed in this mood do not like to see Krishna anywhere else but Vrindavan. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented, "Oh, I found Krishna in Vrindavan, and now I have again lost Krishna and have come to Kurukshetra." So, unless one is a very highly advanced devotee, he or she cannot understand these intricate feelings. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, however, has tried to explain this Divyonmad as far as possible, and it is our duty simply to appreciate it as far as possible. Therefore, the author has made the following request in this chapter. Tate Vishvasa Kari Shuna Bhavera Varnana Haibe Bhavera Jnana Paiba Prema Dhana. Oh, my dear readers, simply try to hear this description with faith and love, for that will help you to understand transcendental ecstasy, and at last you will achieve love of Godhead very easily. In this chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compares his mind to one of the mystic yogis known as Bahulas, who make at least 10 disciples. The outward activities of the Kapalika mendicants have been described, but not their actual life. The Kapalika mendicants are tantric materialists who carry skulls in their hands. They are not Vaishnavas and have nothing to do with spiritual life. Therefore, they are untouchable. Only an outward comparison has been made between the mind and the activities of the Kapalika mendicants, but their behavior should never be imitated. Here is a verse which is part of a description of Srimati Radharani's different traits from the Ujjvala Neelamani by Srila Rupa Goswami. The 10 bodily transformations resulting from separation from Krishna are anxiety, wakefulness, mental agitation, thinness, uncleanliness, talking like a madman, disease, madness, illusion, and death. In the Ujjvala Neelamani by Rupa Goswami, he elaborately explains these 10 symptoms as follows. Number 1. Chinta, anxiety. As stated in the book Hansaduta, Yada yato gopi hridaya madano nanda sadanan mukundo gandinyas tanayam anurundan madhupurin tada mang shish chinta sarviti ghana gurna parichayaya agadhayang badha mayapayasi radha virharani. At Akura's request, Krishna and Balaram left the house of Nanda Maharaj for Mathura. At that time, the mind of Srimati Radharani was disrupted, and Radha became almost mad because of extreme separation from Krishna. Radharani experienced great mental pain and agitation, which caused Radha to drown in mental speculation in the river of anxiety. Radharani was thus thinking, "Oh, now I am going to die. And when I die, Krishna will surely come back to see me once again. But when Krishna hears of my death from the people of Vrindavan, Krishna will certainly be very unhappy. Therefore, I shall not die." So this is the explanation of the word chinta. Number 2. Jagara, wakefulness. As stated in the Padyavali, Ya pashanti priyang swapne danyastha saki roshita asmakam tu gate krishne gata nidrapi vairani. Thinking herself very unfortunate, Srimati Radharani addressed her very dear friend Vishakha. "Oh, my dear friend, if I could only see Krishna in my dreams, then I would certainly be glorified for my great fortune. But what can I do? Sleep also plays mischievously with me. Indeed, sleep has become my enemy. Therefore, I have not slept since the departure of Krishna." Number 3. Udvega, mental agitation. This word is explained in the Hansaduta as follows. Manomeha kashtam jvalati kim ahang hanta karavai naparam navaram sumuki kalayami asya jaladhe iyang vande murdna sapaditam upayam kataya me paramrishye yasmad driti kanikayapi kshanakaya. Srimati Radharani then addressed Lalita, "Oh, my dear beautiful faced one, I cannot express how my heart is burning. It is a great unfathomable ocean of anxiety. Still, I wish to offer my obeisances at your lotus feet. Oh, what shall I do? Please consider my condition and advise me how I can become peaceful, for that is my desire." Number 4. Tanava, thinness. Udanchad bhaktram bho ruha vikritir antakulashita sadahara bhava glapita kucha kuka yadupate vishushyanti radhatava viraha tapad anudinang nidaghe kuli eva krashima paripakam pratayati. When Uddhava returned to Mathura after visiting Vrindavan, Lord Krishna inquired from Uddhava about Radharani and Vishakha. And so Uddhava replied as follows, O dear Krishna, consider the condition of the gopis. Srimati Radharani especially is in a very painful condition because of separation from you. Radha has grown skinny, and Radha's bodily luster is almost gone. Radha's heart is immersed in pain, and because Radharani has given up eating, Radha's breasts have become black as if diseased. Because of separation from you, Krishna, all the gopis, especially Radharani, appear like dried up water holes under the scorching heat of the sun. Number 5. Malana Angata, uncleanliness. Hima Visara Vishir Namboja Tulya Nana Shri Kara Maruda Aparaj Yad Bandhu Jivopa Maushti Agha Hara Sharad Arkot Tapi Tengi Varakshi Tava Viraha Vipatim Lapitasid Vishaka. Uddhava said to Krishna, O most auspicious one, please hear me. The tribulation caused by your absence has made Vishakha languid. Vishakha's lips tremble like trees in a strong wind. Vishakha's beautiful face is like a lotus flower which has withered under the snow. And Vishakha's eyes are like lotus petals scorched by the heat of the autumn sun. Number 6. Pralapa, mad talking, explained by Rupa Goswami in his Lalita Madhava. Kva Nandakula Chandrama, Kva Shiki Chandra Kalankriti, Kva Mandra Murali Rava Kva Nu Surendra Nila Dyuti, Kva Rasa Rasa Tandavi Kva Sakhi Jiva Rakshaushadhir, Nidhir Mama Surittama Kva Tava Huntahadhig Vidhi. Srimati Radharani lamented for her beloved Krishna, who was away from home. A woman whose husband has left home and gone to a foreign land is called Proshita Bhartrika. Lamenting for Krishna in the same way that such a woman laments for her husband, Srimati Radharani spoke these words, My dear friend, where is the glory of the family of Maharaj Nanda, who wears a half-moon ornament on his head? Where is Krishna, whose hue is like that of the Indranila jewel, and who plays so nicely upon his flute? Where is your friend, the best of all men, Krishna, who is so expert in dancing in the circle of the Rasa dance? Where is Krishna, who is the real medicine to save me from dying of heart disease? Oh, I must condemn Providence, for it is only Providence which has caused me so many tribulations by separating me from Krishna. Number 7. Vyadhi, disease, described in Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava. Utapi putapakata api garala gramad api kshobhano damholer api dushasaha katur alankhrin magna shuryad api tivra prauda visuchikani chayatta api uchayar mamayang bali marmani adyabhinati gokulapater vishlesha janma jvara. Being greatly afflicted by the pain of separation from Krishna, Srimati Radharani said, My dear Lalita, kindly hear me. I cannot bear suffering the fever of separation from Krishna, nor can I explain it to you. It is something like gold melting in an earthen box. This fever produces more distress than poison, and it is more piercing than a thunderbolt. I suffer exactly like someone almost dead from cholera. To be giving me so much pain, this fever must be very strong indeed. Number 8. Umada, madness. Brahmati bhavana garbhe nirnimitang hasanti pratayati tava bartang chaitana chaitaneshu lutati cha bhuvi radha kampitangi murare vishama viraha kedodgari vibranta chitta. Uddhava said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, all the gopis are so afflicted by your absence that they have almost become mad. O Murari, at home, Srimati Radharani laughs unnecessarily, and just like a madwoman, inquires about you from every entity without distinction, even from the stones. Radha rolls on the ground, unable to bear the agony of your absence." Number 9. Moha, illusion. Nirundhe danyabding harati guru chinta paribhavang vilumpati unmadang stagayati balad bashpa laharim idanim kangsare kuvalaya drisha kevalam idang vidhate sachivyang tava viraha mucha sahachari. Lalita wrote Krishna the following letter on behalf of Srimati Radharani. "My dear Krishna, Radharani has fallen unconscious on the ground because Radha's mind has become greatly agitated by separation from you. O enemy of Kamsa, you have now become a first-class politician, and therefore you can supposedly give relief to everyone. Therefore, you should consider the plight of Srimati Radharani, or else very soon you will hear of Radharani's death, and maybe at that time you will lament, although now you are quite jubilant." Number 10. Mrityu, death, explained in the Hamsa Dutta. Aye rasakrida rasika mama sakyang nava nava pura vadha yena pranaya lahari hanta gahana sachin mukta pekshas tvam asi dhig imang tula shakalang yad etasya nasa nihitang idam adyapi chalati. In the following letter, Lalita chastised Krishna for staying in Mathura. "Simply by dancing in the circle of the rasa dance, you, Krishna, attracted Srimati Radharani's love. So why are you now so indifferent to my dear friend Radharani? Radha is lying nearly unconscious, thinking of your pastimes. I shall determine whether Radha is alive by putting a cotton swab under her nostrils. And if Radha is still living, I shall then chastise Radharani." In this chapter, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami includes this description. All 8 kinds of transcendental transformations were visible in the body of Lord Chaitanya. All the devotees were struck with wonder to see such a sight. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. These 8 ecstatic symptoms are the state of being stunned, perspiration, standing of the bodily hairs on end, faltering of the voice, trembling, fading of the body's color, tears, and devastation. Recorded July 2, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.